Chapter 71. Ephraim. From the Static. 2 weeks of searching in vain has netted us little but debris and close shades with both Republic and All-Tribe air forces. Electra and I have given up hope. And were it not for Pax, and had we some place to go, we would have given up the search yesterday. I drew the night shift today. As the kids grab a few hours' sleep, I hunch over the controls and watch the fjords below. Our passive sensors throb, detecting no emergency transponders. Volga is dead. I run a finger along the scar forming over Electra's incision. The heart spike the old tribe put inside me jiggles within its container. Every day that passes makes my heart feel more and more like that spike. Artificial and one big joke. A weak signal crackles through the static. Red. Base at coordinates. I frown and adjust the sensors. Repeat. The whole bloody dam at 46 degrees. We under siege. All. And enemies of Red Hand call for your aid. Repeat. I know that voice as it rattles off the coordinates. It comes from a ghost. I trigger the ship's internal alert systems at maximum volume. Half a minute later, Electra and Pax are stumbling through the hall, rubbing sleep from their eyes. If it's another false alarm, I'm going to hack off your... I interrupt Electra and play the recording. The two kids hunker down in the seats and help me compile the message from the scattered fragments. Until it's as clear as we can make it. Lyria is under siege at what she claims is the Red Hand headquarters. Her hail is for any and all enemies of the Red Hand to come to her aid. Lyria was likely kept in a cell near Volga. If she's alive, then Volga might be with her. I dare not even hope. Pax immediately begins setting course for the coordinates. I slap his hand away. If that's the Red Hand headquarters, we're going to need more men. Obsidian are scratched, Electra says. They'll just capture us. Republic? They won't pay any attention to our hail, Pax says. We have emergency codes, but if there were howlers on Mars, they would have answered our earlier broadcasts. Even if we can get the message to Uncle Kieran, it'll be too late. Republic and All Tribe are a finger's twitch from all-out war, I say. They'll both think this is some sort of trap, not to mention if they find out you two are on my ship. Then we're in the crosshairs of every mercenary band looking for a payday. Then who's left? Electra asks. Mars, Pax says. Electra and I look at him for some semblance of clarification. We need to boost Lyria's signal.